Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With country artists, I'm sure that Jerry Jones would love that information before booking the halftime act. Jerry is now joining us here on Sean and RJ along with Bobby Belt on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Sean, RJ, Bobby, man, is this a different feeling than we had last week when we popped on here after Green Bay?
Was that a perfect performance against Minnesota?
Our entire game, our execution, and our when you look at stats, when you look at we scored on our first seven possessions, both sides of the ball. I agree with Michael Irvin the other day that it's there's not a perfect game, but that's maybe the best I've seen as a complete game since I've been with the Cowboys.
Jerry, what was your number one storyline? We had offensive line. We had Diggs versus Jefferson. Obviously, Dak, Pollard, and then that pass rush. That was our number one storyline with the way you guys beat and battered Kirk Cousins. Just talk about any of those performances.
The plan going into the game, the plan, succinctly as planned, the game plan, so to speak, was followed to the perfection. That, to me, was the most impressive. Dak wanted to do, what Dak was asked to do, what we needed to do on the play selection, how to get in and out of situations offensively, followed that to perfection. Consequently, it allowed the way for us to set the defense up and play with the style and play with, if you will, the aggressiveness to some degree. But it was the execution of the game plan. The guys came, you know, your players, of course, have to execute it. And I've never seen one that fit the plan any better.
Jerry, does it feel like Kellen Moore has gotten a great feel for how to perfectly use Pollard now, which you said you wanted more of before the season started, that Pollard-Zeke usage? Does it feel like y'all have hit a sweet spot?
Well, I think Mike McCarthy, candidly, has seen how to not only maximize Kellen and maximize what we can do offensively, but match that up with what Dan's doing. And that was for a coach that has coached a lot of ball games. I see if we can win this game out here Thursday that he'll win 150 ball games in the NFL. But he's matching it up, boy, and he's coordinating. And you talk about complimentary football. You hear that from him all the time. He did a heck of a job. Did a heck of a job of coming off of obvious disappointment. No one was any more wounded than he was coming out of Green Bay. And then to turn that around and work with the team and put that together was a thing of beauty. Well done, Coach.
Jerry, both Zeke and Pollard had 15 carries. Pollard had, obviously the six receptions as well. But is that the balance that you want, where they both get basically the same amount of carries, or was that just kind of the way the game went?
I'm not going to split hairs with this as far as their touches. But the quarterback has so much to do with that. On one of Tony's touchdowns, Dak checked through about five options on that one play and then put it out there. By the way, that's something that was worked on and talked about before the game when you're visiting, about pregame preparation. That play right there was thought about. Don't necessarily go on and check your progressions out, and try to anytime you can get the hands, get the ball in the hands of Lamb, or get the ball in the hands of Zeke or Pollard. Let's do that today. Every chance we get it in their hands, either handing it to them or throwing it to them.
The Hall of Famer Jerry Jones here on Sean and RJ. So now how do you view this turnaround, Jerry, for the Giants and this matchup on Thursday?
Well, it's always just that. It's a tough turn. It's a fast turn. It's good that we played the Giants already, so you got a lot in the can, so to speak, got a lot of preparation. We know the Giants because we played them, of course. And so that'll be an edge. They know us, though. We've got to get in here. We do this traditionally. I was trying to find out. We're going to have a very significant recognition of Madden all over, but I'm not so sure Madden has ever done a game other than the Cowboy game on Thanksgiving. I don't know that he has ever or had. And so the bottom line is that we're just getting ready to go for a big day out here, and this has always been this kind of week, and our staff and our team are up to it.
Jerry, how much has this bug that's been going around affecting you guys?
We're getting a lot of it. So, you know, that's a factor. It's not the same issues, even potentially even the COVID issues, or not quite the hurdles that they were over the last 2 or 3 years, but still we've got to deal with it, but everybody has to deal with it.
Jerry, we saw Micah Parsons go down during this last game against Minnesota and looked to be in a lot of pain. He was able to come back there in the fourth quarter near the end of the game. Actually, I'm curious, were you a little nervous at all watching him come back out there with the game in hand after he'd gone down?
His physicalness is amazing. His physical durability is amazing. Just think about the numbers of contacts that he's having out there. And I mean, just with reckless abandon, not reckless, but with abandon, you're going to get some bumps.
Has he
not? No, we're expecting him to go.
You're expecting him to go. Has he had an MRI or anything on that knee?
No.
Okay.
And we don't. We wouldn't. I wouldn't want to get into detail if he had, but the answer is no.
And with this short turnaround, I know DeMarcus Lawrence has been dealing with that foot injury. Have you? Are you guys just going to be, you know, need to be careful monitoring his snaps with just how tight a turnaround this is and how banged up he's been?
Well, you've seen him play with it, and of whatever it is, and we're well aware of it. He's aware of it, and but he's got 4 or 5 other things too. All these guys do at this time of year, and I'm not trying to be trite or slight, but all of them have something at this time of year. But and play. That's what's amazing about pro football. These guys are, most of them will have surgeries. Most of the players will have some type of surgery at the end of the year. And so that's the way you play these games.
Jerry Jones joins us here at 105 through the Fan. Does Tyler Smith being, seen at left at that guard give us any indication that that's, you know, Tyron's going to go back to left tackle when he returns?
Well, Tyler's, when you say Tyler, Tyler back to left tackle. You mean Tyron Smith? But
yes.
Tyron's our left tackle, will be a left tackle when he returns. To answer your question.
Jerry, how do you think Tyler will make that transition back to a guard when Tyron returns?
Well, easily. I mean, I don't mean to make something difficult in the very essence of playing tackle or guard, but that's what they were doing, was giving him reps there in anticipation of that, or giving him reps in anticipation of Peters basically playing left tackle in a situation and him playing guard. But position flex, as you well know, is just tremendously valued in an offensive lineman. And we've got some great coaches out there, and they want to develop that flex all the way across that line.
Jerry, yesterday, Mike McCarthy was making some comments about Jerry the owner versus Jerry the GM. I want to play him for you and see what you think about the separation.
I saw Jerry's comments, but I can tell you, speaking with general manager Jerry, today he's focused on the Giants. But obviously the owner is, he's always looking at the big picture.
What's he talking about with that difference there, Jerry? GM versus owner, Jerry Jones.
I would assume he's talking about the idea of focusing on the job at hand, which is against the Giants.
Yeah.
And focusing on that. And he's absolutely correct. That's a little closer to the actual snap. And there doesn't need to be any attention spent away from those snaps if you're a player or you're a coach coaching that player from the New York Giants. They are the biggest threat we have for the rest of the year. So that's number one. But the same guy that's talking about going and getting a receiver and going out here and making a move like that right now has got to be thinking past Thursday, would you think?
Yes,
Beckham?
Sir. Yep.
So how do you wear that? That's one of the advantages of being the owner and the general manager. Because if you're the guy that is having to make that decision both ways, you're cutting a check. You got it all right there in front of you, and so you don't have to, when the opportunity to strike is there, you can get it. That's the way it's always been around here, always.
Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, is the biggest factor with Odell Beckham money or health?
Oh, I don't want to get into the negotiation where, frankly, we're not. And all of those situations make it possible for us to have a deal here. Otherwise, if you didn't have either one of those situations, he wouldn't be available.
Jerry, without getting into any negotiation, it feels like the next commercial, your Dion commercial, you and Odell sitting down in a room, you connecting with these young stars still today. How much has it changed over the years? Do you still get geared up for this, like a big business meeting when you all eventually meet?
Well, let's put it like this. Because of, let's say, Dion, the credibility of working with a player, because Deion Sanders and I have a great relationship today and have had a continued relationship years and years after he quit playing. That is the case with Michael. That is the case with many of these players. Long after they put the football down or gotten off the football field. That's an advantage when you're sitting down talking to Herschel Walker or you're talking to these guys, because all they've got to do is pick up the phone and hear what happens after you quit playing.
Jerry, recently you guys have been pretty selective in the free agents or people outside the organization you pay. You pay your own, but the guys outside the organization, you've been pretty selective. What's different, or what would be different about Odell and breaking the bank?
Well, everything's relative. We went after Cooper, and we broke that mold you're talking about right there with Cooper, and we're glad to do it and glad to get him. And in a large degree, it worked. And so you just got to pick your poison, so to speak. Everything, it's either or. When you look at a player, and the more you expend for a player, you can go up to where that's two players or that's three players. It's financial, but it's really not. At the end of the day, it's the capability, the athletic ability, the availability up against paying a lot to one player or paying lesser to two players is one way to measure it. So it's all relevant, and the main thing is that everybody would agree with. If you can improve this team right now, and it's within reason, you should do it. We've got a chance.
Jerry, let's talk about everything you guys have going on as you do every Thanksgiving with the Salvation Army and all the other great causes y'all are working on for Thursday.
Yeah, this is, of course, has turned into such a great day for, in my mind, sports, because it allows you to go to as many as 70, 80, 90, and I know I'm throwing them around, but million people in America, and catch them at a time when they're sitting there looking at a game when a lot of them normally wouldn't be looking at a game. It's Thanksgiving Day in America. And when we get to go and talk about those a great organization of the Salvation Army and 3 million volunteers and what they do to put Santa Claus under the tree for so many, many wonderful children in America, or what they do to lighten the burden during that time of year. It's amazing, and it's a privilege, and it's we are approaching $3 billion over the last 25 years,
wow,
roughly speaking, that we have incrementally brought to the communities of the country by improving the awareness of the red kettle. Now, this year, we're going to really, really get to do something big, and that's recognizing the grandest face of Thanksgiving, and certainly the Cowboys and John Madden. Mm. And, of course, John Madden was as synonymous with our Thanksgiving Day as the turkey itself. And so this is an exciting Thanksgiving, and we're going to meld all of that together. John is going to be recognized all over the league, but he's certainly going to be recognized. To my knowledge, I think the only Thanksgiving game that John did was ours, ever. So we got a big dog in this fight, and we really want to make a big day out of it. We're going to do it Thanksgiving Day.
Jerry, how much did you rely on him as a football confidant? What made his football vision or approach very unique with some of the things you could borrow or take from Madden?
Well, John was a great friend, and after my first year, we went 1-15. And a lot of people don't realize what a financial guy John Madden was. He's one of the most successful business people in this country. And he was not just because of the Madden game, but certainly the Madden game helped him out, but he had tremendous holdings all over the West and real estate. And so he was very keen to what I'd done when I bought the team. Hmm. And he knew what a mess this thing was financially, both the team and the league. And so he was very, very on page when we'd sit down and have our business. We immediately tracked each other. I've sitting after a Thanksgiving Day game at some point early, and I went over to the Four Seasons with him after the game and was sitting in his room, and I said, John, is this thing as big as I think it is? I know I've got it exaggerated, but, man, it's big to be sitting here with the NFL and you and the Cowboys. He said, Jerry, this is presidential stuff. This is presidential. And so we had a great relationship, a lot of wonderful hours and time spent. Had him at my home many times, and before the game or during when he would come through, whether we were Thanksgiving or whether it was another time during the year. But he had such an awareness. He was so apt, not only at the game itself, understood the attractiveness of the game. He understood what was down in the dirt, and he understood what was really basic about that and about needing to be that to be a football player. But he also understood the magic of how to describe it. And he understood the whole picture. He became an advisor, a key advisor to the NFL later after he but while he was still commentator, and he became an advisor, and he just about was called upon advice on every committee we handled, having the NFL, whether it be television or whether it be competition. He really had a great idea, and he had a great way to project it so that the rest of us could basically get some of that on us.
Well said. That's awesome. Jerry, happy Thanksgiving. We cannot wait till Thursday, and thank you so much for your time, as always, this morning.
You bet, guys. Now, this giant thing is a mess, okay? We got to get something done out here to keep this going. But it's exciting. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Jerry Jones, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. Final hour of Sean and RJ. Let's react to some of the news from that next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.